White House correspondents dinner shooting suspect wrote manifesto. Attended no King's protest, senior Trump official says. By Nick Gilbertson on April 26, 2026. The suspected shooter at the White House correspondents dinner wrote a manifesto and attended a no King's protest, according to a senior Trump administration official. Cole Thomas Allen, 31, had a manifesto detailing his intention to target officials in the Trump administration, a senior Trump administration official confirmed to Breitbart News. Fox News's Jackie Heinrich first reported on the details. Allen allegedly shared a manifesto with family before he allegedly stormed the Washington Hilton, where the dinner was being held in the ballroom, with what NBC News reported was a shotgun, a handgun, and several knives. His brother alerted authorities after receiving the alleged manifesto, Heinrich reported in a post on X. Allen also attended a leftist anti-Trump No Kings protest, was a regular at the shooting range, and was a member of a group known as the Wide Awakes, Heinrich wrote. Heinrich's reporting, which Breitbart News confirmed with a senior administration official, details that the Secret Service interviewed Allen's sister, Avrianna Allen. Allen said her brother had a tendency to make radical statements and his rhetoric constantly referenced a plan to do something to fix the issues with today's world, Heinrich shared in a post on X. The Los Angeles Times reported the firearms were obtained legally. And, according to Heinrich, Allen bought guns at Cap Tactical Firearms. President Donald Trump, who was rushed off the dais after shots rang out, discussed the alleged manifesto with Fox News's The Sunday Briefing. "The guy is a sick guy," Trump said. "When you read his manifesto, he hates Christians. That's one thing for sure. He hates Christians, a hatred. And I think his sister or his brother actually was complaining about it. You know, they were even complaining to law enforcement. So he was a very troubled guy." Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said on NBC News's Meet the Press that it appears Allen traveled from Los Angeles to Chicago, then to Washington, D.C., via train and checked into the Hilton a day or two before the dinner.